Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 15. Some Pharisees and teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus. They noticed that some of his disciples were eating their food with hands that were ritually unclean, that is, they had not washed them in the way the Pharisees said people should. For the Pharisees, as well as the rest of the Jews, follow the teaching they received from their ancestors. They do not eat unless they wash their hands in the proper way, nor do they eat anything that comes from the market unless they wash it first. And they follow many other rules which they have received, such as the proper way to wash cups, pots, copper bowls, and beds. So the Pharisees and the teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why is it that your disciples do not follow the teaching handed down by our ancestors, but instead eat with ritually unclean hands?" Jesus answered them, "How right Isaiah was when he prophesied about you. You are hypocrites, just as he wrote, 'These people, says God, honor me with their words, but their heart is really far away from me. It is no use for them to worship me, because they teach human rules as though they were God's laws. You put aside God's commands and obey human teachings.'" And Jesus continued, "You have a clever way of rejecting God's law in order to uphold your own teaching. For Moses commanded, 'Respect your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses his father or his mother is to be put to death.' But you teach that if a person has something he could use to help his father or mother, but says, 'This is Corban,' which means it belongs to God, he is excused from helping his father or mother. In this way, the teaching you pass on to others cancels out the word of God. And there are many other things like this that you do." Then Jesus called the crowd to him once more and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing that goes into a person from the outside which can make him ritually unclean. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that makes him unclean."
As I mentioned, we are approaching the Jewish New Year on the 10th of September. And it was whilst I was listening to this rabbi speaking on Thought for the Day. And he was talking about the next 10 days as the Jews prepare as part of their tradition. And this period of 10 days is called the Selikot. Not that that makes any difference, but it's quite unusual in the opening period of worship, where Jews would normally go to the synagogue on a Saturday morning. They actually go Saturday evening. And where they would normally have a fairly short service of about 3/4 of an hour, 45 minutes, this service goes on for a few hours. Now don't worry, the service this morning will not be going on for a few hours. I certainly don't intend to speak for that long. And as I said, this is part of their tradition. And in this service, they look at all the wise teachings from the prophets and other great thinkers as they begin to prepare themselves for a new start in a new year. And I suppose in some way, it was these sort of thoughts that were in the minds of the Pharisees. You see, they'd followed Jesus, not really to listen to him or to try and understand the things that he was teaching. No, they'd really gone there to try and trip him up, to catch him out, to show him up in front of all his followers. And I know for some of the older people, I think some of us are getting a bit fed up now with hearing about what our politicians are doing over here and what they're up to, particularly Mr. Trump in America, and hearing sort of words like, "Well, it's not what I say, it's what I do," or "Is it what I do, not what I say?" It's all really confusing, because to me, they're one of the same. And it's in this story that Jesus reminds these Pharisees about this point. And so I think in essential there's two strands to our thoughts and our worship this morning. And because the first one is what I was talking about earlier, talking about Mr. Stink and the books, and how you can't judge people from outside. Although so often we do, don't we? We look at people, perhaps the way they dress, perhaps it might be the things that they do. You know, you're sitting on the bus and you turn around and there's a gentleman behind you and he's like this. Oh, it's stuck. Oh, no, it's out. It's all right. You know, we all have peculiar habits, don't we? Some of us do them without even thinking. I'm sure none of us pick our nose, really. We might use a handkerchief or something like that and poke it up and try and get it out. Or we might use one of those sticky bud things. But then, you see, my father always taught me a good old wise saying. If you poke your finger up your nose, your eyeballs will drop out. I haven't Googled that one yet. And so the Pharisees had gone down to try and trick Jesus. And they were looking very much at the outside, weren't they? They went up to Jesus. And in order to try and get him through his disciples, he said, look, look, they're eating. And they haven't washed their hands. As our granddaughters begin to grow up, and we try and spend time with them and teaching them those sort of things that you're supposed to do. I'll tell you this because they're not here. I have terrible trouble trying to get my granddaughter to put the lid down on the toilet. But then it's no worse than the boys who forget to raise the lid on the toilet. And to make sure that she's washed her hands afterwards. And that she remembers to turn the tap off. Because that's something that doesn't happen very often. None of us would think, you know, that about doing that because it is second nature to us. Just like combing our hair, I think I did this morning, brushing our teeth, getting dressed. So many things we do naturally without thinking. But you see, the Jews had all these additional rules and regulations that they had to follow. And very few of them were based in Scripture. They were traditions that had been handed down by the generations before. Yes, some of them were very practical, but some had no purpose at all. And this was what Jesus was pointing out. Often when we go on holiday to France, we like to try and find a local market. Because very often in France, when you go to a local market, you have local people selling their local produce, stuff that they've grown themselves. And it was a few years ago, we'd gone down to the market and we bought some fruit and veg because it was really nice. And we bought a very nice cauliflower. And I think I was out in the garden somewhere and Vivian was preparing dinner. And all of a sudden I heard a shout. So I went running into the kitchen and she was holding this cauliflower. She'd been washing it under the sink, like you do. And all these things started crawling out. And I said to her, I said, well, you know, it's organic. There hasn't been any pesticide on this. But we had to cut it up carefully. I think we still missed a few, but then I said, oh, well, we just like the French because the French eat anything that, if it moves, they'll cook it and eat it, so it's fine. We just, you know, we're joining with the natives. So I think we might have eaten one or two caterpillars, but hey-ho, it doesn't really matter. And Jesus was saying that. There's nothing that you can put in that makes a person unclean. And I think sometimes the Pharisees and leaders of the Jewish people always get a bit of a bad press. We think of them as being bad people. And again, here in this story, we see them in a bad light. Not Jesus defending, but attacking them. Attacking them for the traditions and the things that they'd put in place to try and help them to be good people, to be good followers of God. But the problem was their traditions and the way they did things were getting in the way. And Jesus was simply pointing it out to them and to those that followed. It is about as much about what you do as what you say. It is as much about what's on the outside as what's on the inside. And sometimes what's on the outside and the things that we do can give a very different impression of the people that we are. And sometimes it's the bad things that go in that so often come out. When we're angry, when we're jealous, when we say things without thinking about what we're saying. And that's the challenge that Jesus gave to the Pharisees. Are you worshipping God, or are you worshipping your tradition? Because your tradition is stopping you from worshipping God. It's stopping you being open to Him and open to His leading. See, sometimes we can be so dogmatic and saying, well, this is the way we've always done it. It's worked in the past. It will work in the future. But is it? Are we really listening to what Jesus is telling us and His challenge to us? Not just to judge, not just to accept, but to listen and to put into action what Jesus has called us to do, to work for Him, to worship God alone in all that we do, and to think about the things that we just do without thinking. Perhaps it's time to think about those things and the challenge that God puts before us. I'd certainly recommend Mr. Stink to you. It's a really good read. But then, so is the Bible.